The Arizona Cardinals blew it. It's Locked On Cardinals, part of your Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. As fun as it is to watch this team develop, make strides, watch Kyler Murray perform week in and week out, it's still frustrating to come away from a game like Sunday with the L. That's now back-to-back weeks that the Cardinals had a W on the road in their grasp, and they relinquish it. And for another consecutive week, it was for a boneheaded reason. That's your Locked On Cardinals lead story. I'm your host, Bo Brock. Give me a follow on Twitter, at Bob Rack. So, the Cardinals can't put teams away. That's become something that's been glaring over the last couple weeks. It's something that the new contingent of Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury need to figure out. Vance Joseph, you can lump him in there as well. Jimmy Garoppolo hit Jeff Wilson Jr. for a 25-yard touchdown pass and catch that put the 49ers up. They attacked on a defensive touchdown on a last gasp. Cardinals seeking out their version of a Miami miracle. It didn't happen despite Kenyon Drake being on the field just as he was in the Miami miracle. It turned into six for the Niners. Many of the people who put money on the Arizona Cardinals to cover potentially for 9.5 or may have gotten a push at 10, probably pretty distraught over the results. But Arizona Cardinals fans in general need to be distraught over this loss. Last week, it was Kyler Murray putting the ball up, making a boneheaded decision to try to make a play when the Cardinals were in scoring range against Tampa Bay on the road. They couldn't put the game away. That was what, with 3:47 left in the contest. In this game, there was 31 seconds remaining after Jeff Wilson crossed the end zone line, the goal line, and the Cardinals, their chances at a W were pretty much lost then. They had three timeouts, but not a whole lot of time to do anything. They had to go basically the length of the field. 80 yards, let's just say that. This was as discouraging of a loss as you could possibly find in the last couple of years for the Arizona Cardinals. There are a couple reasons for that, but number one was their inability to put the game away. I mean, you even had the Jalen Thompson interception of Jimmy Garoppolo late in that game. That should have sealed the deal. That should have been it. But Cliff Kingsbury has been unable to find a way to run an effective, time-consuming offense. There's absolutely so many benefits to the air raid. We've seen a team that was in the absolute bottom of the NFL in offense in less than a calendar year put themselves in a position to put up points, enough points to compete week in and week out. Cliff Kingsbury obviously is an offensive mind that is up to date with current NFL. And he's got the quarterback, and that's one of the toughest things to do in the NFL is identify the quarterback that you need going forward. He's got his franchise signal caller. Kyler Murray's been fantastic in his first year. 14 touchdowns to only 5 interceptions. He really looked great on the ground. Couple design runs for Kyler Murray. He had the 22-yard at that point, go-ahead score, but then the Cardinals can't finish the deal in offense. I mean, Jalen Thompson's late pick of Jimmy Garoppolo should have sealed the deal. It should have. That should have been it. But the offense really can't muster much more than a 3-and-out. It's got to be more than 3 yards in a cloud of dust offense. I mean, he's an incredible play caller up until trying to put the game away. Cliff Kingsbury is. But now we've seen in back-to-back weeks where he really has to put in the work to improve. And so do the Arizona Cardinals as a whole. Vance Joseph's decision to blitz is equally as boneheaded. I thought Joseph had done a pretty damn good job calling the defense the entire day. But to blitz in the situation, to potentially take the San Francisco 49ers out of field goal range when they've got an undrafted free agent rookie kicker who had missed a crucial kick, a game-losing kick on Monday Night Football, staring down another opportunity in Chase McLaughlin, you're already in a pretty good situation. It was a greedy move. It was the wrong move. That also cost the Cardinals the game. But at the end of the game, it's on your offensive play caller and defensive player caller's shoulders. It costs you the victory. Last week, it was Kyler Murray, and it might be on Cliff Kingsbury for you know, empowering him to make the decision to throw the ball. The Cardinals need to learn. They need to learn immediately. They've got their bye week. It's going to be a really long bye week after these two losses. But between now and then, the Arizona Cardinals need to figure out a way to win games, to put games away. Between now and their game on December 1st against the Los Angeles Rams, Cliff Kingsbury doesn't have a lot more room for error. You can't finish 2019 with the same amount of wins as you did in 2018. That, I think that's important for this team going forward. But that was just, that was a brutal loss for the team. It was a brutal loss for the fan base. And the Cardinals, the growing pains, we expected them. But now it's time to learn from them. Coming up next, I got a sour grapes. Probably a really bad take I'd like to share with you guys about Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm not sold on Jimmy Garoppolo as a big-time signal caller in the NFL. I'm not. I'm kind of down on Jimmy G. I'm going to give you my irrational thoughts. It's next. I'm Bo Brock. It's Locked On Cardinals, part of your Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Hopefully the Cardinals were the only things that were down on Sunday. Let's talk about sex. Not just sex, good sex. Remember the days when you were just ready to go? Now you can increase your performance, get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up. BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. BlueChew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. You're sucking down wings, guzzling beer during the game, and you're ready to go afterwards because they're chewable. They work up as twice as fast as the pill. You're ready to go whenever the opportunity arises. Now, it isn't just for guys who can't perform. It's for any guy who wants extra function to enhance their performance in the bedroom. Blue Chew is prescribed online, shipped straight to your door in a discreet package, so no in-person doctor visit, no waiting in the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than the pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal from our listeners. BlueChew.com. Visit it. Get your first shipment free when you use special promo code LOCKEDON. Just pay $5 in shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com. Promo code LOCKEDON to try it free. Blue Chew. It's better, cheaper, faster choice. And we thank them for sponsoring Locked On Cardinals. This offseason is going to be so key to the future of this Arizona Cardinals team. Don't let my frustrations from yesterday's loss take away from the fact that the Arizona Cardinals are leaps and bounds ahead of where they were at this point last year. They might have, and they might end with the same amount of wins as they did in 2018 and 2019 with three. But I think that this team, the performance week in and week out is way better than it was in the previous season. Now, this offseason is going to be huge, whether it's Steve Keim or whether it, I've been on record as saying it should be somebody else, but Steve Keim has to have pictures or something of Michael Bidwell because he continues his tenure as the GM to this day. After horrid draft after hard draft. But the Arizona Cardinals, they need to figure out what's the best way to build around Kyler Murray. What's going to be the offensive weapons that are you can surround him with? And I think a lot of them are already in the building. Christian Kirk and Kyler Murray, that duo is going to be dangerous, and it's going to be a duo that's going to be a force to be reckoned with in the NFC West for the next couple of years to come. But can you couple Kyler Murray with maybe two more offensive weapons that opposing defenses are just going to have a nightmare game planning for? And that's going to be with finding somebody, just a freak in the draft. It might be Hakeem Butler. Who knows what he would look like in this offseason if he didn't break his hand in the preseason. So you're going to add him to the equation. You're going to add, you're going to have ample cap space, even if you don't decide to move off of David Johnson, who didn't even sniff the field in yesterday's loss, and Patrick Peterson. Those are going to be some key decisions that need to be made, but it's going to be a huge offseason as far as which direction, if the Cardinals continue to take steps in the right direction. It's an offseason that can change the narrative surrounding Steve Keim. Him hitting on Kyler Murray is important. Absolutely. It was the most important step that this organization could take. And then Cliff Kingsbury. But now surrounding Kyler Murray with the talent that is necessary for him to take the next step in his sophomore season is huge. And Steve Keim can get back to the goodwill that he created in his first three seasons as general manager of this team. but he's lost a lot of that over the last couple seasons with some boneheaded decisions, especially in the NFL draft. It's Locked On Cardinals, part of your Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. So here is an irrational take. This is going to be up there with like a Skip Bayless, Stephen A. Smith, Max Kellerman, Shannon Sharp, horrible, awful, just freezing cold take. But I am not a believer in Jimmy Garoppolo, elite quarterback. And I might have re-qualified it at the end to maybe take a little of the sting off. I just don't believe in Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't think that Jimmy G is going to be a guy in the down the stretch for the San Francisco 49ers, and especially in the postseason for the San Francisco 49ers, that is going to be the quarterback that's going to make the throws to take them to the next step. I look at Jimmy Garoppolo as a glorified game manager who is, he's better. He's absolutely better. But he is cut from the same cloth as a Mitchell Trubisky. I see Jimmy Garoppolo really as like his ceiling for his career could be like an Alex Smith, where he's going to have immense success making all the right decisions, you know, checking down, throwing underneath that you can have with a good defense and be a great regular season quarterback. But when the lights get a little bit brighter and the moment gets a little bit bigger, I haven't seen Jimmy Garoppolo show me that he's, you know, part of, you know, the elite quarterbacks in the NFL. Look, his record speaks for itself. What's he got? Three losses in his career? I mean, him as a starting quarterback, his overall career record is 17-3. We've seen the San Francisco 49ers without Jimmy G as early as last year, and they were just hot garbage. But Garoppolo this year, he's 9-1 as the starter, 18 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. He threw a crucial pick yesterday that should have cost the Niners the game. He did. And to take away from the late, great Denny Green when he was the Arizona Cardinals head coach, if you want to crown Jimmy Garoppolo, if you want to crown the 49ers, then crown him. But the Cardinals, they gave it to him. They let him have it. Garoppolo threw what should have been the game-sealing pick, a great play that was thrown behind Ross Dwelly, tipped by Patrick Peterson, and picked by Jalen Thompson. That should have been it. Should have run enough clock. The offense couldn't do it. And then he's set in a position to put an undrafted rookie kicker in a position to tie the game up. But Vance Joseph decides to dial up a blitz and give Jimmy Garoppolo exactly what Jimmy Garoppolo loves. A throw underneath to put the ball in his playmaker's hands. And I'll give Jimmy G the credit to where it's due. He does get the ball in his playmaker's hands. He does. But when it's going to come down to Jimmy GQ making a throw downfield in a crucial spot in the postseason, I haven't seen him do it yet. I can foresee the future where the Niners are in a tough spot and the fan base is going to be let down when there's going to be a receiver open downfield and Jimmy G decides to check down. It's Jimmy check down. Jimmy Garoppolo threw for 8 touchdowns against the Arizona Cardinals in 2 games. That's why my take sounds horrendous. That's why it sounds stupid. That's why I should be thrown into like the conversation of the guys that you even met. Maybe not even uttered in the same sentence as those guys because they have, they're on ESPN, they're on FS1. Skip Bayless, Stephen A. Smith. I don't believe in Jimmy Garoppolo despite the gaudy statistics against the Arizona Cardinals. And call me sour grapes. I'm not sold on the guy. I haven't seen him make big-time throws yet against the Arizona Cardinals. Now, the Cardinals gave him a lot. They let him throw underneath all day. But when it came to, you even saw it in Monday Night Football, if you were a Niners fan or if you were betting on the Niners, in that Monday night game, there were a couple of times where he stopped your heart. You were holding your breath because he was hitting defenders right in the hands. I'm not sold on his accuracy. He's definitely can't throw the ball deep. And I was begging the Cardinals to force his hand into doing it. Now, there can be listeners out there, there can be people that say, I'm an idiot. For back-to-back times, my keys to victory was the Cardinals forcing Jimmy Garoppolo to throw the ball deep. And they could kind of turn that into, I was telling the Cardinals to make Jimmy G beat you, but you weren't listening. You have to make Jimmy G make the throws downfield. Take away the underneath stuff. And I think he becomes a very pedestrian quarterback. I'm just not sold on him. I'm not. And if Niners fans hear this, and they have every right to say that I'm an idiot. But Cardinals fans, and if you watch Monday Night Football as well between the Seahawks and the Niners, I mean, you've watched the last couple weeks. You've seen Jimmy G in his last three games. And we've seen 9 touchdown throws from the guy. He threw for 424 yards. I'm just still not a big believer. And call me naive. Call me worse. Call me a four-letter word. You can't. I deserve that. But I'm going to stick to it. I'm not buying in just yet. Could he be Kirk Cousins? Could he be the next Kirk Cousins? Potentially. I mean, we'll see. I mean, what happens if the Niners and the Vikings meet in a big playoff game? Like, who really is going to win that game? If it comes down to the arm of Kirk Cousins and Jimmy G, two guys that get it done in the regular season, but as far as I'm just not buying in just yet that he's got the switch that he can flip to make those throws like a guy he shared a locker room with in Tom Brady. I know that Brady can dial up a deep throw if necessary. Away creates thoughtful products designed to change how you see the world. For $20 off suitcase, visit awaytravel.com/lockedon. Use the promo code LOCKEDON during checkout. Listening on the go, if you can't visit Away right now, you can find this and other offers from Locked On sponsors at lockedonpodcast.com/offers. Coming up next, back to the brutal loss. Vance Joseph, Cliff Kingsbury, Kyler Murray, who's truly to blame for Sunday's debacle? We'll answer that next. I'm Bo Brock. It's Locked On Cardinals, part of your Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I want to kind of take you guys behind the scenes with a text conversation that I had with my co-host Alex Clancy yesterday about David Johnson. It's Locked On Cardinals, part of your Locked On Podcast Network. So follow me on Twitter at Bob Rack. Follow Clancy at Clancy's Corner. So, we were talking about David Johnson. Clancy made the boneheaded decision to play David Johnson yesterday on his fantasy football team. And he was just said, David Johnson's not even a part of the game plan today. Guess they shouldn't have started him fantasy. And I had responded, he's done as a full-time player. Clancy responds with, he had one bad game, he's been injured for 3 weeks. My response is, he's slow. Clancy responds with, he had between 100 to 150 all-purpose yards in 3 weeks prior to getting hurt. I had said, and I responded, and this is getting a little ridiculous, but hopefully you're following along. He's averaging under 4 yards a carry since the beginning of 2018. Clancy believes they should use him as a wideout, and that David Johnson has a nose for the end zone. He should be getting goal line carries. Now, here's Clancy's right as far as David Johnson should be continued to be utilized in the passing game. I think that his route running speaks for itself. I think that David Johnson absolutely does have a nose for the end zone. He might be a better situational goal line back than Kenyon Drake. The decision to move forward with Kenyon Drake as your full-time back is the right one. He obviously has the burst that's necessary to run Cliff Kingsbury's offense. He had 67 yards on the ground yesterday. He has the ability to catch the football. Just a great athlete. I like what the team is doing and how they're utilizing Kenyon Drake. As far as how they're utilizing David Johnson, I think that they're missing an opportunity. A guy who only saw 13% of the snaps yesterday, 9 total. He's a guy that you could absolutely put out, split out wide, put maybe Johnson and Drake in the same backfield, and you would have similar to results as the Cleveland Browns are seeing by having Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb in the same backfield. Take away from a guy that used to coach in only a few things. Just take this one thing, because not a whole lot's going on right in Cleveland with Freddie Kitchens. But take that from Freddie Kitchens. I think that you would be best served to utilize David Johnson like Kareem Hunt's being utilized in Cleveland. Split him out wide, put him in the backfield with really no true intention of him running the ball between the tackles. And sure, use him on you know, goal line situations, first and second and short, right on the 1 yard line. He does obviously have a knack for finding the end zone. For him not to just see 9 plays on the field, maybe he's not fully healthy. We maybe don't have the full story, but I think it's kind of ridiculous. I think that he can be way more effective, you know, whether it's as a decoy or whether it's just out there running routes and taking key defenders away from other players in the Cardinals offense. Who's truly to blame for yesterday's loss? As we sit here and we're wrapping up a Monday edition of Locked On Cardinals, part of your Locked On Podcast Network, who's truly to blame? I'm not putting it on Kyler Murray. Absolutely not. Kyler Murray, he had the 22-yard dash to the end zone. It should have been the game-winning touchdown. He did what he needed to do. He didn't throw for a ton of yards. San Francisco was taking away the deep ball. He only passed for 4.5 yards per completion, 150 yards total. 2 TDs. He rushed 67 yards on 8 attempts and a touchdown. Is it on Cliff Kingsbury for not being able to dial up the right offensive play calls to keep a drive going to put the game away? Or is it on Vance Joseph for blitzing with under a minute to play and the Niners in field goal range, a chance to tie the game? I mean, to me, it's on Vance Joseph. And I'd like what Vance Joseph had done all the way up into the final minute of the game. But it cost him. That dialing up that blitz, putting Jeff Wilson basically wide open in the middle of the field, and giving them an opportunity to find the end zone, really is ridiculous that we're sitting here, we're talking about a loss right now. I mean, put the undrafted rookie place kicker who missed the game, potential game-winning kick on Monday Night Football, back out there. This isn't, you know, this isn't rocket science. This is easy. Don't let any, by any means, the defense should have never let the Niners find the end zone. It was a nightmare scenario. And now, you know, we're in a case where it's Murphy's Law. The last 2 weeks, what could go wrong has gone wrong. Worst case scenario, McLaughlin hits that field goal and the Cardinals, they take their chances in overtime. Worst case scenario, Kyler Murray throws the ball in the dirt or throws it 10 yards over his receiver's head in Tampa Bay. And we're staring down a Zane Gonzalez. We're staring down third down in that game. And then potentially a Zane Gonzalez field goal, which is very makeable, despite him missing a PAT yesterday. And the Cardinals are pretty much staring at back-to-back wins instead of back-to-back losses on the road. They've now lost 4 straight after being 3-3-1. It's just unfortunate. Look, here's where I stand on this. It's frustrating, but it's also fun to be frustrated, isn't it? It's kind of weird, isn't it? Am I just like I don't know. I don't know if I'm sick that it makes me feel alive again covering this team, because there were so many games. They were lopsided losses for the Cardinals. It's nice to see them play tight, play, you know, the game isn't in hand until the final whistle blows. But there's, you know, a very good Los Angeles Rams team that seems to be getting right on tap December 1st after the Cardinals bye week. And then you got a murderer's row the rest of December. I mean, I think that Pittsburgh is a very winnable game. I think Cleveland's a winnable game. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that the Arizona Cardinals could take one of the games against the Rams. I really don't think it's that crazy. They still are trying to work out the kinks. that's going to come down to, though, Cliff Kingsbury and his defensive play caller, his DC, assistant head coach, Vance Joseph, those two working out the kinks over the bye week. It's going to be crucial. We're going to talk more about the bye week. We're going to talk more about Kyler Murray's performance so far in his rookie year, 14 touchdowns and 5 interceptions, taking care of the football. Just an awesome year so far by Kyler. Put the Cardinals in a position to win the game. The game was crafted away by his coaching staff. We'll get more into it. We'll get Alex's thoughts later this week as well. Thanks for listening. Follow me on Twitter at Bob Rack. Follow the show at Locked On AZ Cards on Twitter as well. You've been listening to Locked On Cardinals, part of your Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.